Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Fortcast. We have a wonderful episode today. I'm very excited to have our guest. This is the official podcast of Fort Healthcare. I am your host, Dr. Michael Anderson, ENT doc, and also serving as president and CEO of Fort Healthcare. And today we're going to talk about winter health and what we can do to stay active and healthy indoors. And with me, my guest is Tiffany Pernat. Now, Tiffany is our community health and wellness department coordinator and fitness instructor slash expert. So, Tiffany, welcome to this episode of the Fortcast.
Thanks so much, Dr. Ray. This is one of my favorite topics in the entire world, so I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I always learn something when I talk to you, and just refresh for our listeners, how long have you been with Fort Healthcare now?
I have been with Fort Healthcare 15 years.
All right. That is fantastic. And I tell you what, Tiffany, you bring such an energy to the organization, and really, you are in the perfect role, not only for Fort Healthcare, but for our community. So getting on to our topic, because this is a very important topic for me. I like to tell my Southern and West Coast colleagues that in the wintertime, sometimes I call it my winter thick. You know, like we just have a tendency to get a little bit hibernation-y. And you know, watching those Packer games and those Buck games and those basketball games, we may not be as healthy as we possibly could. So I want to start with Tiffany. Why is it important in kind of focusing on this time of year for health and physical activity?
Absolutely. I know I kind of joke too, this time of year is the Netflix and couch time, right? You get home from work and it's hard to get motivated when it's dark so early and cold, especially in the Midwest. So really maintaining physical health, regardless of the season, our health doesn't take a break, right? We may think we're taking a break, watching those Bucks games, Packer games, different things of that nature, but our health doesn't take a break. So it's especially important during this time of year that, as you so eloquently put about the winter thick, taking that extra time to be able to focus on our health. I think it's especially important during the winter months to incorporate physical activity for us in the Midwest, because we have seasonal affective disorder. As it's dark a little bit earlier, the days are really, really, really short. Exercise has been proven to not only help your emotional health, but your physical health and your mental health as well. So incorporating those different times of movement and making sure that we're taking care of those mental health components is especially a great thing during the winter months. I also think from an immunity boosting standpoint, right? It's cold, flu, RSV, COVID season. Exercise has also been proven to help boost our immune system. So as we're inside more and the sniffles are happening and coughs, really focusing on some of those great reasons why that exercise can help benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to highlight a couple of things you said. So the immune boost is critical. We are packed inside, exposed to a lot more viruses in the wintertime than we are in other seasons. That's really important. Secondly, seasonal affective disorder is real. And when you only have light for a short period of time during the day, it does take a toll. I see this in my office all the time. I'm sure a lot of other practitioners see it too, where patient complaints really are a big part of it is seasonal affective disorder. So exercise, staying healthy during the winter months is critical in order to not only help the immune system, but also combat seasonal affective disorder. So Tiffany, with that being said, do you have any indoor exercise routines and or tips for our audience? What can they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, I think it's important to use what you have. I think a lot of us may have exercise equipment in the form of maybe a treadmill, an elliptical that's maybe collecting dust and or being used as a coat hanger right now. So being able to utilize some of those pieces of equipment that maybe you have and you just haven't utilized in the past, you know, they still work, still viable, and a great way to be able to add that exercise. I don't think a whole lot of great came from the COVID years, but one thing that I talk about a lot is that it was this boost of fitness that came through streaming services. And that's something that's a really cool thing, not only from a cost perspective, but you could do it anywhere. So I think about things such as Peloton is a big one. Netflix even has some different streaming opportunities for fitness classes. Prime Video, you can go on your phone and Google whatever you'd like, YouTube. You can find just about any sort of program that you want, any length, whether it's 5 minutes all the way through a couple hours, whether that's cardio, strength, yoga, mind body, whatever that may be. A lot of them are free. I recommend YouTube a lot just because it's so versatile. And again, you can find whatever you're looking for on that. But again, with the streaming services, you can do them anywhere. So whether you're on home, vacation, you need a 5 minute boost at work, just a great way to be able to incorporate that as well. Last but not least, you can start very, very, very simple with exercise equipment. I think sometimes we think bigger is better and more expensive is better. There are treadmills out there that are very inexpensive, walking pads, sometimes less than $100 that you can get, dumbbells you can utilize that are very cheap as well. From a strength perspective, I mentioned dumbbells, but you can go as simple as water bottles, soup cans, milk jugs, whatever you may have at home, just to incorporate those as well.
Yeah, no, those are all wonderful tips. And I always smile about the equipment because sometimes I go into my college buddies' houses and I'll see like an old Bowflex in the basement, and it's used for, you know, drying clothes, you know, hanging up clothes as they dry. But yeah, the streaming services are that, I think, has been a big leap over the last 5 years. And just for full disclosure, we are not sponsored by any of those streaming services that Tiffany mentioned. But yeah, they are. It's wonderful for access for people in their homes, especially during wintertime. I wanted to ask you, are there any community-based indoor exercise activity and or classes that are offered?
Yeah. So from a Fort Healthcare perspective, we're pretty fortunate that we've got a multitude of opportunities for our community partners. We do have live in-person classes. Now, again, I know this podcast is more about indoor fitness. There is something to be said about an accountability factor and being able to see your friends and to be able to get out of the house during some of the dark, cold winter months. So if that's something that would interest you, a group fitness class may be of benefit. We also have an on-demand platform. So I mentioned some of the other branded ones. Fort Healthcare has its own on-demand library that is accessible to anyone in any community. These are classes that we recorded during COVID, all the videos, and we compiled them into a library. So we have cardio, we have strength, and we have mind and body. So those, again, you can utilize anywhere at any time. We also have free stretch classes that are offered a couple times a week. I am the instructor for that. And they're 15 minutes over the lunch hour. Again, totally free, but just enough to kind of get you through the hump of the day and to be able to add that exercise in a small but easy way as well.
Well, I may have to look into those stretch classes because I'm as flexible as a crowbar. And so there's only one way for me, and that's I can only improve when it comes to stretching. But your point is very well taken. So a lot of information there. One thing I want to touch base on, Tiffany, is how people can stay motivated during those cold, long, dark periods during the winter. Do you have any tips about staying motivated?
Yes, I do. And Dr. A, if we could figure out a pill for that, oh man, we'd be we'd be set. However, I don't think that's going to happen. So from a motivation standpoint, I do have a couple ideas. Setting goals is a really great way to really hone in on what you would like to accomplish. So I like to use the SMART goal. So analogies. So SMART standing for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based. Using those SMART goals can, like I said, they can let you hone in on what you'd like to accomplish and what matters to you from a fitness perspective or, again, that goal perspective. So set a goal. I also, with goal setting, like to note, you want to make sure it's realistic. There's nothing worse than someone comes to visit me, you know, the beginning of January or whatever month it is, and they say, I'd like to lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks, you know, and or I want to, you know, run a marathon in a month, and you have to, you know, let them down easily. Making sure your goals are realistic. And actually, I like to kind of chunk out my goals that maybe I've got one really, really big goal, but a couple smaller bite-sized goals to get towards that big one as well. That helps to keep that motivation strong. I think having accountability and a buddy system is also really helpful. You know, maybe letting your friends or family know what you're looking to accomplish and making sure you talk to them about those goals and the things that you're proud of, that can help build motivation. If you're a person that, again, likes to utilize that buddy system, there's nothing worse than when you bail on your buddy for a walk, an exercise class, whatever that may be. So the other thing I like to recommend too is starting slow and building. I think when individuals get excited about goals, excited about fitness, they jump in. All hands on deck, let's make it happen. And that can lead to burnout, that can lead to injury. And as much as it's hard to sometimes tell someone, whoa, let's slow down and start at an appropriate level, like I mentioned before, from an injury perspective and that burnout, it can help with a lot of different avenues as well.
Yeah, those are a lot of great tips. I think for me personally, the workout partner, the buddy system seemed to be very, very effective, not wanting to let somebody else down. And I think if you ask people, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised that they're interested in it too. Not that it's a taboo subject, but sometimes it just takes a little bit of motivation on your behalf to ask around and find that workout partner. Because I think there's people out there that, you know, sometimes the fitness world can be a little bit intimidating and they just don't know how to get started. And having that second person do it with you can be very, very helpful to getting it started.
I agree. And together you can track your progress. You can have some fun with it. And I just think it becomes something that becomes habitual then versus something you have to do, which at the end of the day is what motivation is. It's discipline, right? Building that progress and making sure working towards those goals.
Yeah, I tell you, this topic is so important, especially when you look at, you know, this is a whole nother topic, but obesity in America and even in Wisconsin, I mean, it is pretty prevalent and common in our state and our region. So staying healthy during the winter when it's cold and it's dark, it is extremely, extremely important. And Tiffany, what you've shared with us today, I've learned a lot. I always do when I talk to you. You truly are a fitness expert. I wanted to ask, are you the instructor on the videos that are free? So our listeners could even access your own fitness videos. Is that right?
Yeah. So with our on-demand program that we have at Ford Healthcare, there is a fee. However, yes, you can get a lot of Tiffany videos for a very small amount of money, which
so instead
is good
of TED Talk, they're Tiffany videos.
Tiffany videos. I know I should have branded that. But yeah, and I truly come from fitness from the perspective of I want everyone to succeed. So one cool thing with our on-demand videos is that they are built for every level of fitness, whether you're brand new or you're coming in seasoned. So that's a really safe way to exercise and, dare I say, even fun. So I try to have fun when I'm exercising too. So
I think most people do. I enjoy it. I think it's a very positive experience for all the reasons that you mentioned, let alone the health, the positive health impact that it has is just such an important secondary gain of it. But at the end of the day, it is fun. It can be community-based and just a wonderful way to stay healthy during those very difficult winter months. So, well, Tiffany, I can't thank you enough for being on this episode of the Fordcast. Thank you very much for spending your time with us.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Fordcast. If you did, please check out our online library at Ford Healthcare, where all of our episodes of Fordcast are listed. Please share it on your social media channels as well. Once again, this is Dr. Michael Anderson signing off today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you.